Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
At the 2025 annual meeting, Homer Electric Association Board of Directors were reelected across three districts for the second year in a row, with Furlong, Ogle, and McKittrick retaining their positions. The nine-member board elected from three districts sets policies and rates. 3,789 ballots were cast, with 93 by mail, 3,659 electronically, and 37 in person, yielding a 14.6% participation rate among nearly 26,000 eligible voters. HEA CEO Brad Janorski said he wasn't as interested in the number of participants who voted, rather than that they are informed votes.
What I want is the people that vote to have informed votes. I want informed voters. I want informed votes. I'm not so much a tracker of voter participation.
Wayne Ogle retained his seat in District 1, covering Kenai, Nikiski, and Soldotna. Dan Furlong was reelected to District 2, covering Soldotna, Sterling, and Kisilov. And Aaron McKittrick was reelected to District 3, covering Kisilov to Kachemak Bay. Following the meeting, the board elected Darren Furlong as president, Robert Wall as vice president, Jim Duffield as secretary and treasurer, and Wayne Ogle as deputy secretary. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Alaska Senate passed its version of the state budget Wednesday, including a $1,000 permanent fund dividend and a projected $150 million surplus. The lawmakers warned that surplus likely won't last. Senators slashed nearly every budget increase proposed by Governor Mike Dunleavy and the House, avoiding a draw from the $2.8 billion rainy day fund. Oil prices are already falling below projections, and federal spending cuts loom large, with over $6 billion in state funding tied to federal dollars. Lawmakers also debated long-term solutions from oil tax reform to spending caps, but made little progress. A proposed $1,500 dividend failed, and while many senators said $1,000 isn't enough, they acknowledged Alaska's fiscal challenges. The final budget passed 16-4 and now heads back to the House, with a conference committee expected to begin next week. Lawmakers have until May 21st to finalize a deal before the session ends. An Anchorage federal court is sentencing a convicted Alaska gun trafficker to federal prison. Authorities say 34-year-old Cornelius Smith of Eagle River was selling legally purchased weapons to gangs in Sacramento, California. Smith supplied more than two dozen weapons tied to several crimes, including attempted murder, throughout California's capital. His sentence is for 2.5 years in prison and will be required to serve 3 years on supervised release. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A bill establishing a tax for certain online sales is headed to the governor's desk for a signature. State House members voted 26-14 yesterday to pass Senate Bill 113. The bill would modify Alaska's corporate tax law structure to include online sales from outside Alaska. That means online sales to Alaska residents would be considered the same as any business conducted within the state. Supporters say the bill would generate millions of dollars in extra revenue. A proposed cell phone ban for Mat-Su Borough schools is under discussion. The plan was debated at last night's school board meeting. If approved, the new policy would go into effect for the 2025-2026 school year. The ban would also include any wireless devices like smartwatches or tablets. The board is expected to vote on the issue on May 21st. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.